Hello out there. How y'all doing? This is Paul with Hawk 6 Podcast. I'm an English ministry leader and a graduate student and a teacher, and I'm coming at you for Hawk 6, Home of Christ and New Work is the name of our church. And the first thing I just want to start out with is I want to know, is anyone out there listening? For the last few years, our church has regularly put our Sunday sermons on this podcast, and I know some of you guys out there download our podcast, listen now and then, so you can keep up with the things that are happening here and God's Word being preached. But I'm just curious if there's anyone who just is a regular listener and maybe runs into this and says, oh, what's this? It's a podcast? So if you are listening out there, I probably know who you are. I hope I do. Hey, hit me up. Send me an email. Let me know that you're a listener. You might be the first one. You might be the only one for all I know. But the email you can write to me at is hoc6english, H-O-C-6english, all one word, at gmail.com. That's a website. It's an email address for our church. And it would be great to know if you're out there listening. It'd be nice to say hello to you. But I just want to today introduce a little bit about our church and what we're all about, and then why we would even do a podcast, what the idea of this podcast is. And if you are one of our faithful listeners to our sermons, or if you are coming back to this and downloading it later on just to get an introduction to this thing, you'll be able to hear kind of the germination of an idea that I'm hoping and praying will expand into something really cool. So I want to start by talking about what our church is all about. We had a town hall meeting a couple of weeks ago during our Sunday worship. And our English ministry is led by Jesus, but we are his servants. Two of us, Pastor Dean, who is an intern pastor currently studying in seminary and working in the corporate world, and myself, I am a graduate student, like I said, and together we're just trying to administer this ministry the way that God has given it to us and the way God is leading us. So we had this town hall meeting. I thought it went really well. People asked some really good questions, and I think probed deeply into who we are and what we're about. It's kind of what the town hall was about. And we kind of introduced our vision for the church. So if you want to know what Hawk 6 English is about, this is the statement right here. Here it goes. We are a Christ community of thoughtful faith in action. I'm going to say that again. We are a Christ community of thoughtful faith in action. All right, and you can take that last couple words, faith in action, with little hyphens between them. Faith in action, like it's, you know, one piece there. And we kind of expanded on that, explained what that was about. And of course, the most important word in our statement is Christ. He is our center. He is our motivating force. He is our beginning and end. And he's not just a cause. God, who came in flesh, Jesus Christ, who lived, was crucified, risen, now exalted to the highest place. He is our Lord. He is our chief shepherd. He's the one in charge of our church. And so what we try to do is to be his community of followers, that every aspect of our lives, just like Jesus called disciples to, you know, drop everything that they had and everything that they owned and everything else that they lived for, and to kind of sign on with him, to throw their lot in with him. We want to be a community of people who do that and who help each other to do that in the world that we live in. And we know to do that in the world that we live in takes a lot. It takes a lot of prayer, of listening intently to his word, of examining our lives. And so that's what we mean by thoughtful faith in action. By thoughtful, you know, a lot of us being Bay Area people, being people, who, many of us, you know, education was a huge value that was impressed on us. We really want to put our education and our thoughts and our learning toward the gospel, toward following in obedience to Jesus Christ, who saves us by grace. And so what we mean by thoughtful is we want to have a faith that's reflective, a faith that considers deeply and profoundly what Jesus teaches, what the Word of God teaches. At the same time as Reverend John Stott, God rest him, he just passed away about a month ago, as Reverend John Stott says in his book, Contemporary Christian, that we want to have a practice of double listening. And what he said meant by double listening is that, you know, the believer listens first of all to the Word of God, listens first of all to His gospel. But at the same time, we want to listen thoughtfully, critically, reflectively to the world, to the context that we live in, to the struggles, to the battles, to the concerns, to the ideas that are in our culture, and that we want to apply the gospel, the Word of God, which is living and breathing. It just has a, you know, like this ability to just cut through kind of all of our human pretenses and all of our human ideas and all of our human institutions and worldviews. But we want to speak into the context that we live in. And to do that with generosity, with care, with passion and compassion. I think that's what we mean by thoughtful. And we know that to do that is not just an act of action. It's not just doing stuff, but it requires trusting in and following in radically the steps of our Savior and Lord. And so we talk about faith in action. It's thoughtful faith in action, and that faith in action means that Jesus calls us to take the plunge. He calls us to take the leap. You know, there's a book by a couple authors, Alan Hirsch and Michael Frost, recently, and the title of their book is The Faith of Leap. And what they mean by that is, you know, we all took a leap of faith when we put our lives in His hands, when we entrusted ourselves to Jesus. But that same faith where we by which we come to know Him is the same faith that He wants us to walk in Him every day. That we don't just stop at believing in Him, that first decision, but we keep on following Him. And that faith is not a secure, comfortable, okay, God, you got all my ducks in a row, thanks for working everything out in my life, or if things are rough now, I just need to get through it, and I know on the by and by things will get better. That is part of faith, but I think the faith that Jesus calls us to is a wild, adventurous, unstoppable force of His kingdom and what He's doing to redeem and save the world. And it requires of us a kind of a breathtaking kind of relentless trust, as Brendan Manning called it. And so we want to have that kind of faith. And we know that that kind of faith doesn't just reside in our heads. Just because we say thoughtful doesn't mean that we're a bunch of just smarty people who like to sit here and read theology or something like that, or just talk about stuff. We want to go out there and live it out. We want to take on Jesus' challenges to go and make disciples, or to go among the poor and the downtrodden, and to love them and to clothe them and to feed them, and then to find that when we have done so for our Lord Himself. And so that's kind of a summary of our statement, Christ's community of thoughtful faith in action. And we kind of have four ideas that we hinge on. And I won't go into detail about that today, but those four ideas have always been with us in our church, and they're faith, community, witness, and justice. Faith, community, witness, and justice. Those are the things that our church is all about. Now, those are the things that our congregation prays that God would just instill into us. Faith, community, witness, and justice. So if you're not part of our church family, but you're hearing this somehow God brought you to our podcast, we just invite you to check us out. Our website is english.hoc6.org, english.hoc6.org. There you have our worship times and a bunch of stuff about us, information about us. And that's who we are. And so you may be wondering, what's the church doing having a podcast? And what is this podcast going to be about? As you guys may know from listening here, we put out our sermons every Sunday. But I think a podcast can be so much more. Now, I got to tell you guys, I myself personally am just addicted. I am an addicted podcaster. I am just, you know, an obsessively compulsive podcast downloader. And the reason is because I just feel like it's this wide open avenue that just takes advantage of all the new media that's out there to just do a lot of things. The podcasts that I listen to, a lot of them are podcasts of other churches' sermons, but also I listen to news podcasts and sports podcasts and you know, political commentary and comedy podcasts. I listen to all kinds of stuff. I mean, I had a podcast app on my phone that just exploded. I mean, it's just like it stopped working, and I wrote to the developer, and I was like, "Hey, man, this is a great app, but what happened?" And he wrote back, "Wow, looking at your data, you have a lot of podcasts, buddy. I just didn't build it to have that many." So I'm obsessive about podcasts, but I like them because I feel like they give people, whoever it is, you know, a chance to communicate who they are, a chance to kind of reach out and get to know others. In a very direct way that doesn't require, depend upon radio stations or whatever, or, you know, clear channel or something like that. And it's an opportunity to start or to extend discussions that are happening, conversations that are happening within a community. So I just want to kind of put forth this podcast idea as an experiment in community, an experiment for us as a church. And I think one of the reasons it might be necessary is that our church is, you know, we're a small congregation, but even within our small congregation, we have a lot of different age groups of people and all really busy people. And it's hard for us to find the time to get to know everybody in the church, even being a small group. And at the same time, it just somehow, for some reason, God is just always, even though we're a small congregation, made us have a big influence, a big impact. There's a lot of people who have come through the doors of our church and hung around for a good while and contributed and given a lot to our church. And then God has just called them to move on, you know, whether that's in another part of California or another part of the country or all the way on the other side of the world. And, you know, I always think of those guys as our Hawk Sixers in exile. You know, they're out there and God has just sent them out into the world to represent him, and they're always part of our family. Well, if that's you, I hope that this podcast will help you to stay connected to us, know about what's going on with us, and also just continue to get to know the people so that when you come back to visit home, we'll always be here for you, and you'll know a little bit more about what's going on with us. So my idea for this thing is that we would get some of our members, all different kinds of people, maybe teenagers, maybe older folks, and ask them to share a testimony with us here on this podcast, or maybe to do an interview where they get to tell a story of how God is at work and active in their lives. Or maybe we could have people come and read stories that they've written, read things that they have produced, or it could even be something artistic, poetry or music that they've created as an act of worship or as a way of bearing witness. I'm hoping that some key topics that come up we can have discussions about on here, or maybe if there's books that are relevant to things that we're learning as a church, we could do some book reviews. And it'd be really cool if we could even eventually have some interviews with, you know, Christian leaders in the area or book authors or others who are influential on us and our ministry. And so that really this is something that is for our community, but also potentially expands our community so that if you're out there and you're listening and you may not be a part of our church, but because you listen to the stuff going on, because you hear the stories and maybe because you engage with the different ideas that we're thinking through, as a church and trying to faithfully follow Jesus, you become part of our community. I love Greg Boyd. He's a pastor out in Minnesota. He's got his big old church, and then he's got all the people who listen by podcast, and he calls them his podrishioners. I think that's pretty clever. So maybe we'll have some podrishioners out there. I don't know. But that's kind of the idea that we got going on here. This was kind of a long introduction, and probably being more concise, something I got to work on, so we'll work on that. But I just want to wrap this with a prayer, and if you're listening, you could pray with me. So here we go. Jesus, you are such an amazing God, because Lord, while we keep on expanding the different channels by which we as human beings connect and communicate across you know, localities outside of our homes and really into the streets, into the whole community, into the entire world, God. And that's kind of what the internet has allowed. And we know that as human beings, we do some whack stuff with our communications. You know, we use internet media to hide ourselves or to kind of throw fireballs out there at people, to heap scorn. But also, God, I think you do some really cool things with new media. You get your gospel out there. You help people make connections. You compel people to think. You just invite communication and community. And so, God, we ask you that this tiny little podcast with, I don't know, maybe zero listeners at this point, God, would just expand into something that you want it to be, where Lord, the things that are communicated here, whether they are people's heartfelt stories or people working through your scriptures, or, you know, trying to study what's out there and the different theological or ministry ideas that are out there, or God, just, I don't know, just meditating deeply on who you are and the wonders, the kind of immeasurable, limitless wonders of who you are and what you're doing in the world. God, if, as that goes on in this digital audio space, that you would just kind of fill it all with your Holy Spirit's intention. And that, God, you would use this podcast and the time and what's done here, Lord, to bring glory to yourself, God, to show folks how sweet and how amazing and how merciful and kind you are. And that, God, you would, you know, just align all the people that you want whose voices will come across this podcast and help them to connect with whoever it is that you want to hear it. So that's my prayer. And Lord, take this and do with it what you will. Love you in Jesus' name. Amen. So that wraps it up. If you have any ideas or input or just want to drop a line and say hello, hawk6english@gmail.com. This is Paul signing out. Take care.